Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host and amateur music historian, James Lampkin. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. Play this game however you like, whether that is just by yourself or against some friends. Our 3 rounds today will be the year 1995, Boys and Girls, and Who Am I? For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available in this episode is 15. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn about pop trivia and share your scores with other players. I love to see everyone playing all around the world. And today's shout out goes to our players in Brisbane, Australia. Thank you for playing. Also, feel free to pause throughout if you need to give yourself more time to think. As per usual, we'll go through all the answers at the end of the episode. Now, get ready and good luck.
Round 1.
In round 1 today, I'm going to transport you back to 1995. The third Die Hard film was the biggest hit at the box office, and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Museum had just opened for the first time. We have questions for you all about music news that happened in the year 1995. There is 1 point available for each correct response. Here we go. Question 1. Which band reunited in December 1995 with the new single Free as a Bird, marking 15 years since the passing of one of their bandmates? Question 2. At the Eurovision Song Contest in May 1995, Norway won with their entry Nocturne. What was unique about this winning song compared to other winning entries? Question 3. At the 37th Grammy Awards in March 1995, Sheryl Crow took home the award for Best New Artist, as well as Record of the Year, for which hit single? Question 4. In March 1995, which hip-hop star became the first male solo artist to hit number 1 on the album charts whilst in prison? Question 5. In July 1995, which girl group, known for hits like Creep and Red Light Special, filed for bankruptcy? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 today is Boys and Girls. There are 5 clues coming your way, each one about a song that mentions either the word boy or the word girl in their song title. There is 1 point available for each song title that you can correctly guess. Here are the clues. Question 6. Aqua sang tongue-in-cheek about this Mattel product on this 1997 hit song. Question 7. British singer Estelle landed a hit in 2008 with this song featuring a rap from Kanye West. Question 8. This gracious 1975 song was a number 1 hit for John Denver, and has also been recorded by Alvin and the Chipmunks, as well as Hampton the Hamster. Question 9. Alicia Keys was assisted by Nicki Minaj on this blazing 2012 hit single. Question 10. On this 2017 hit song, Ed Sheeran sang about a person from an Irish city. That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is Who Am I? You're going to receive a series of clues about a famous music star, as each clue will reveal more information. The sooner that you can identify the answer, the more points you get. Give yourself 5 points if you can get it from just one clue, and progressively down to only 1 point if you get it on the last clue. Here we go. Who am I? Clue number one. I was born on the 25th of March, 1942, in Memphis, Tennessee, USA. Clue 2. My father was a well-known minister whilst my mother sang and played piano, but she died whilst I was young. I began to learn the piano and sang at church services travelling with my father. Clue 3. Beginning to develop connections in the music industry, in my late teens, I signed my first record deal and released my first charting single, Today I Sing the Blues, in 1960. Clue 4. I released a string of hits in the late 60s and through the 70s, earning me the title The Queen of Soul. Clue 5. I ultimately passed away in 2018, and my most popular hits include Respect, I Say a Little Prayer, and Think. That's all our rounds complete. We'll be right back after this break to reveal all the answers. And we are back. I won't make you wait any longer. Let's start with the answers for the year 1995. Question 1. The Beatles. Free as a Bird was released by the three remaining members of the Beatles 15 years following the murder of John Lennon. Question 2. Nocturne is mostly instrumental, with only a brief lyrical part at the start of the song. Question 3. All I Wanna Do won Record of the Year for Sheryl Crow. Question 4. Tupac got the first number one album whilst in prison. Question 5. TLC. They had debts amounting to nearly $3.5 million despite huge sales and chart success. Continuing on to round 2, boys and girls. You received clues about songs, all of which either had the word boy or the word girl somewhere in their title. Here are the correct songs. Question 6. Barbie Girl by Aqua. Question 7. American Boy by Estelle. Question 8. Thank God I'm a Country Boy by John Denver. Question 9. Girl on Fire by Alicia Keys. And question 10. Galway Girl by Ed Sheeran. For our final round today, you were looking to identify a music artist from our Who Am I clues. The correct answer was Aretha Franklin. Give yourself between 1 and 5 points if you got that correct, depending on how many clues you needed. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum total points available in this episode was 15. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. You can follow the show on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. Jump on and let us know what you scored in this episode. You can also support our show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're hearing me from today. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.